What's it like to run 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents? Miami, Madrid, Morocco, Antarctica, Australia, Dubai, Chile, the World Marathon Challenge, and then win all 7 races. Becca Pizzi did just that. She is a 35-year-old, 5'1" single mom from Belmont, Massachusetts. She's back home. She got a parade in town, but she's now back to raising her daughter and working 2 jobs. So, Becca, first of all, how did you find the time to prepare?
You know, a lot of my training, the very first thing that I did was talk to my daughter, and I showed her the promo video from last year, and I said, what do you think? And she said, Mommy, you can do this.
So you can do it.
I was very psyched that she was on board. So to be fair to Taylor, a lot of my training was done in the morning before she woke up or after she went to sleep for the night.
And then your 2 jobs and everything else. So talk about this event. Do I understand that only one other woman had won it?
There was one woman, Mariana, from Finland. She ran it last year. She was the first female to complete the World Marathon Challenge. She also met me in Madrid and ran 14 miles of that marathon with me.
So. Because she helped you along the way. She passed along her notes and things.
She sure did. She was a big help to me.
Where do you start even thinking about this? We happen to know a bit about you because you ran with our friend Karen Miller.
Sure.
I mean, you were just like everybody else. Just a runner. And then here you are 10 years later, 7 marathons in 7 days. How do you become that person?
Well, I was really looking forward to the test of endurance and strength, and I love to challenge myself, and it was a great opportunity for me to inspire the world and to show my daughter to believe in herself.
How did you train for hundreds of hours? How did you?
So I had a base of 45 marathons going into this event, and I knew that being from New England, I had trained in all types of weather conditions. So I knew weather wouldn't be a factor for me. I made a training plan and just kind of stuck by my training plan of running between 70 and 100 miles per week on top of personal training, yoga for runners, CrossFit. So I put in the work for the year.
Well, right there, you say you had 45 marathons before you even did this, and you're 35. So you've done a lot of marathons. So people have questions, I'm sure, because we know that the runner's world thinking is don't do more than 2 a year. Here you do 7 in a week. I mean, how did you recover between the races?
Yeah, I have a great relationship with my doctor, and she said, you're healthy and no reason to believe you can't do this. So I started out with the 1 Boston marathon a year, and then it was Boston plus another one, and then Boston plus another one plus another one. So I run about 6 marathons per year.
You know, we've been doing some Googling around, and there's research that estimates that 82% of runners will get injured at some point in their running career. You got injured at one point in this week of 7 marathons, but we were thinking that that's about the average because you ran about as much in 1 week as many runners do in their whole life.
Right. So I'm very fortunate to never have been injured. So going into my 6th marathon, I suffered a groin pull. And that was unfortunate, but I got through it.
You got right back up. Somebody gave you an Advil, I think, and you just kept running through the pain.
Yeah.
And still won, we should say, that race. Are you worried that, you're doing fine now, but in 5 years, you know, a leg's going to fall off? You know that
I bounce back tremendously well. So I don't know what it is, but I'm very good at listening to my body. If something's not there, it wasn't there in Dubai, I backed off.
What were the what was the range of temperatures?
-4 in Antarctica up to summer in Australia, which was about 75.
It's not just that you ran through all those different environments in 7 days. You flew.
One of my sponsors is an electrolyte Ultima replenisher, and I just stayed hydrated. I stayed ahead of the game, made sure that I was constantly in full hydration. Second is a Dr. Cool compression wrap, and I wore the Swift Wick running socks compression the entire time, so for 7 days in a row. So
we know the terrible, terrible story of the Boston Marathon runner who died flying back cross country because she had a blood clot. So you're saying you wore compression socks all the time.
I was in them from Antarctica all the way to Australia.
Yeah. Man, how do you feel when you like as you're going through it and you're not only completing a marathon, it gives you that little high anyway, but you're traveling, how does that feel?
In a funny way, it was a lot of fun because I love to travel and I love to run. So I'm doing this on this huge stage in front of so many people. And the race director, Richard Donovan, really made sure that we were comfortable. We were in business class international, which means that the seats lay down into bed. So I slept an average of 7 hours per night on the plane. We flew about 10 hours per day.
any one of these elements that you're talking about would slay the average person, you know, who needs a week to recover from flying to Australia. But here you are running and doing it. And, you know, I'm struck, too, by the fact that you raised that $36,000 entry fee. You have backers just like, you know, top athletes do. And yet you come home and you're juggling your two jobs and you're this quiet Becca Pizzi. You would walk down the street. Not many people would know where you were.
I love my life. I'm very happy. Yeah. You know, I love what I do. I love both of my jobs. I love to run, love to travel. So I'm very fortunate.
Becca, I think you're on a runner's high.
Thanks.
And with good reason. Becca Pizzi, winner of this year's World Marathon Challenge. She ran 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents and won them all. Becca, thanks so much. Can't wait to hear what you do next.
Thanks for having me.